Talk Live, the Friday night edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8 toll-free line for you to take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free. That again, freetalklive.com. Starting things out here this hour in Galveston, Texas. According to the Houston Chronicle, technology developed to keep track of prisoners by scanning their irises became available Thursday to identify missing children or elderly people with Alzheimer's disease in Galveston County. And this could be coming to a city or county near you. The Galveston County Sheriff's Department is the first sheriff's department in Texas and the 47th nationwide to join the Children's Identification Database, or CHILD Project. Now, don't you love it when they come up with their acronyms?
The acronyms are so great.
Well, you think they have to... When you look at one of the government acronyms, you think they really spent a lot of time on this. You wonder what sort of a government task force they set out they formed so they could come up with this acronym. And normally it seems like they spent some time on that, but this one I think they cut a few corners. Remember, the acronym is the CHILD Project, but the words are Children's Identification Database. So, C, you could get the CH out of children, because CH for children.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the I for identification and the D for database, but there's no L anywhere in there. Well, there's an L in children, but that comes before the, I don't know, I guess you could just take the entire first five letters of children and then forget about identification database, but it seems like more of a truncation than an acronym at that point.
Yeah, I'm thinking you're right.
Well, the addition of Galveston County is part of an effort to image the irises of 5 million children into a nationwide database over the next few years, says Robert Melly, Vice President and CEO of Biometric Intelligence and Identification. We want to image 5 million children's eyes into a national database. This is supposedly to keep them safe.
Now, I thought that iris scans or these retina scans were dangerous. Is this different?
That's what I thought. I mean, that you've told me that, Mark. I don't know where you got that information. I don't know if it really is or not. I've never seen anything about it. Where did you hear that?
On the internets, of course. I couldn't tell you. Like, I can't quote a source or anything like that. I read it some time ago. You know, it would probably be a lot safer for the children if you just tattooed numbers on their arms.
Well, then you could just chop off their arm if you... I suppose you could pluck their eye out, too. Anyway, we have 1,800 sheriff's departments representing 46 states who have committed to participating. So far, the CHILD Project is in 26 states after more than 18 months, said Biometric President Sean Mullen. Children with an iris scan in the national database cannot be identified unless they're in a county that has the CHILD Project equipment, he said. The system can scan an eye and match an iris in 3 to 5 seconds after comparing it with stored images in a national database. Mullen and Galveston County Sheriff Gon Leonard, Gon like G-E-A-N, John? Gene? How do you pronounce that one?
I don't know.
G-E-A-N.
You're looking at it.
Gene Leonard, I'm going to say, appeared together at a news conference at the Galveston County Justice Center to explain how the technology will assist in identifying missing children. We hope others will follow our lead in Texas, Leonard said, announcing the department's participation. The National Center for Missing and Exploited Children estimates that on average, more than 2,000 children are reported missing every day across the country. Leonard says he hopes eventually to scan the irises of all 71,000 in the county.
Hmm.
He hoped that groups such as parent-teacher organizations, churches, and senior care centers would invite his officers to events where scans can be made. To be scanned, a child sits in front of the portable scanner. A portable system is in a black plastic box about the size of a briefcase. When opened, a spherical lens camera sits on top of the lid, and a second camera with a wide horizontal lens pops up to eye level. The box is connected to a laptop where name, phone number, and address are entered. A voice from the machine directs the child to move his or her head forward, back, or to the side as needed. And the box, a lower camera senses when the head is in the proper position and automatically takes 4 photos of the iris, while the upper camera takes 1 of the face. Missing child who is found sits in front of the camera, which scans the iris and flashes the face shot and contact information on screen in seconds is matched to the database. Mullen says an iris has 235 identifying characteristics.
I'd say this isn't a retina scan. This is something a little different.
It's an iris scan,
yes,
is what it is.
It's a picture.
Flecks and spots that are unchanging after the age of one. Kevin O'Reilly, spokesman for Mullen's company, says there was one chance in about 2 million, or 200 million, rather, of an incorrect match. Biometric chose Galveston County after interviewing officials in several other Texas sheriff departments because of Leonard's enthusiasm in the county's demographics. As a tourist center, the county's a destination for runaways and has a large population of senior citizens.
Mm.
And currently 25, and they go into the cost of the machines, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, how do you feel about this? Do you think that it's an okay idea? I mean, on its face, it seems like it's okay. You want to protect kids. You want to help them if they get they run away or get abducted by somebody. You want to help identify them, that sort of thing. Now, is it really going to be that useful for
them? Are they going to be able to force people to do this? I mean, are they doing it at
schools? No, they're not going to force them to. They're
just going to encourage them.
Encourage them, sure.
See? Well, I wouldn't, personally, I wouldn't go out and get my kid extra registered with the government for any reason at all. I can see why someone would get a Social Security number for their kid, because it's just so difficult to operate without them. You can't write them off on your taxes if they don't have a social number. But to go out and get an iris scan and get them thumbprinted and get DNA tested and all that other good stuff,
mm-hmm.
I don't see any reason for it.
At what age do most kids get abducted?
I don't know. I mean, are you talking about most kids get abducted by their parents?
Right, I understand that. But, I mean, considering there's some crazy person out there who wants to abduct your child, at what age do you think that would be most likely to happen? Under the age of four, or
I would think that abductions would occur between the ages of 5 and 12.
I would think so too. I think it'd be more like for as far as the pervs out there, the sickos that want to abduct somebody and tie them up in their dungeon or something like that. You'd want to have, I think, an older child.
Well, I would think the reasons for the numbers that I gave was because, you know, kids under five are pretty much in their parents' care a great deal.
At all times.
You don't expect them to walk home from school or something like that.
You don't leave them alone in the playground.
Right. And the reason I picked under 12 is because puberty starts hitting, and they get damn hard to abduct when they get to adult size.
Right. It would seem to me that at a certain age, you can teach your kids what their name is and where they live. Maybe not the exact address, but you could certainly teach them mommy and daddy's name and that sort of thing. I don't know if I feel too comfortable giving this information to the cops.
I don't know what age I was taught my home address, but I can still rattle off my home address from when I was a little boy, because I was taught that over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
This is where you tell them you live.
Right.
And I can still tell you it was Route 218 K5J.
So it worked. And I just don't know if that
shows how far in the boonies we live.
I mean, if you ran away and if it's a runaway situation, then you would have to force the kid to scan his iris, right? Like if you'd scanned his iris when he was 5 and he ran away at 10... and he didn't want to be identified because he ran away, then you'd somehow have to force him to scan his iris, which would be difficult because you can't force kids' eyes open, right? This really seems strange. It really seems more like a database program than anything else. It really seems like the government wants to get your kid in its files. That way, for instance, Lauren Canario, who was recently arrested in New London,
mm-hmm.
Thankfully she's now free, but she's a non-cooperative, so she was arrested. They wanted to know who she was. She wouldn't tell them.
Oh.
Now, they knew who she was because they had arrested her the year before. But nonetheless, if you get picked up and you don't tell the police who you are and you don't have identification on you, it makes it a little more difficult for them.
They don't like it when you don't play by their rules.
Right, but if all they have to do is scan your iris to find out who you are...
They've got that info.
Yeah, that's what I'm a little concerned with. I'll tell you what, those government
people
knowing.
There are people walking around right now in America that don't have criminal records because they gave a fake name to the police and managed to slide by.
It's true. So I don't feel good about this, but if you do, if you think the child project where they're looking to scan in every child in America, if they can, looking to scan your children's irises... If that feels good to you, 1-800-259-9231, or if you can think of a better reason to be against it, I want to hear from you as well. 800-259-9231, because I'm against it just based on the idea, just based on the principle of I don't want government agents knowing about my kids, and I don't want them knowing about me, and it just gives me an icky feeling inside. Not to mention this whole national database of irises, that's kind of scary too. Big Brother? More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Cartonic Minute. You may recycle, reduce, and reuse, but who's watching? When we come back, I'll tell you how Earth's greenest and meanest are tracked.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
Someone's keeping score of planet-friendly behavior. No, government satellites aren't playing Big Brother to see how many cans you recycle. It's the American Council for an Energy-Efficient Economy that's ranking our cars' environmental friendliness. The council combines vehicles' tailpipe emissions ratings and fuel economy into a single green score. The higher the number, the greener the car. This year's greenest is Honda's Insight, with a score of 57, followed by the Civic GX and Toyota RAV4 at 52. As for the meanest, nine models weighing in at a low 10 prove that the gas is greener in another car. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you for all your voice over IP needs, packet8.net. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove that they are listeners and that that is them indeed in the picture. You can see what I mean over at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. akidsjourney.com.
As we go to the phones to the fun, let's talk to Stephen in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
You know, when I hear stories like that last one, I sometimes wish that I could be as optimistic as Paula is.
What, but, you mean the story about the kids scanning their irises?
Yeah. But I'm not. And that's why I have to call in about the first 1,000 and how it's going right now.
Okay.
And we're very close.
Mm-hmm.
We're very, very close right now.
That's right. The first 1,000 pledge, the first 1,000 people to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as part of the pro-liberty movement here. Why are you so pessimistic?
Well, right now I want to say the projection's still showing that we're not going to make it. And I really have to wonder why that is. It's only 99 people. And I'm really... If there are not 99 people up there...
76.
Really, well, it's all together 99.
Okay.
So we have 76 left.
Okay.
You know, we really probably should get more than 1,000 signatures just in case
right. They
go in there for a last-minute audit, because there were last week there was a controversy over some fake signatures that had been added to the pledge. For all we know, it's going to be, you know, 100 or 1,012 names. It's going to look like it's good, and then they might go in and audit it an hour beforehand, and then it'll drop down to 998 or something like that. That wouldn't be good.
Yeah, we should be a lot closer right now. Which, well, one thing I'd like to say is some people I've noticed are signing up together,
mm-hmm.
which I would opt against. People really shouldn't be doing that.
That's
the number
true.
Of reason.
Right.
Each individual counts. It's not a collectivist movement. So if you're a couple, you should sign up individually.
And I would even say that people, if they have, like, older children that they know would want to be involved in something like this and they know we'll be moving with them, they should get them to sign in and everything if they have 16- or 17-year-old children.
Yeah, I agree with that. Now, I presume you've already signed then, Stephen.
Yes. I've been a member of the First 1,000 for a few months now.
Okay, and you're in Massachusetts, so you don't have too far to go. When are you planning on coming up?
Hopefully, if everything goes right, by the end of 2007.
What part of New Hampshire are you targeting? You have anything in mind?
I'm thinking the southeastern area.
Ah, very good, very good. Well, we look forward to seeing you. Did you have anything else tonight, sir?
Just wondering, is what's holding people back this sort of tank rolling in fear, sort of
I don't
paranoia?
Know. I don't know. We haven't really heard from somebody who has actually come out and said, you know, I'm not signing the first 1,000 pledge for blah, blah, blah reason. We don't really know why people don't sign. We just hear from the ones that do sign. So it's an excellent question. I don't know. I'm sure there's all kinds of objections.
Haven't seen any tanks yet.
If anyone's out there is really, if that's the reason they're not signing, I would like them to call in and sort of make an argument for how they can be so cowardly.
Excellent that question.
The only reason they wouldn't move is because something might happen to them.
Yeah, it really is cowardice.
Something might happen to them no matter where they live.
Sure.
That's really not a reason.
In fact, if they are even somewhat of an activist where they currently live, if they're targeted where they live, it's more likely that they won't have anyone come to their aid. Whereas if they actually get targeted here in New Hampshire, there's going to be an entire network of activists that will show up to help out. So it makes more sense if you're going to be a liberty activist to come to New Hampshire. If you're just going to sit around and complain, then you can stay where you are. Stephen, thanks for the call.
I completely agree with that.
We appreciate it, man. Thanks. 800-259-9231 as we go to Damon in Detroit. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great,
doing
Damon.
Good.
What's on your mind?
I was sitting here watching TV this evening, and they were talking about Saddam Hussein and, you know, with his execution going on and everything. And it just bewilders me that the media can talk about this, about him being executed by the Shiite government or whatever, like it's not really America doing it. It's an American. If America was not there, Saddam wouldn't be executed. The people that are in power are only in power because the United States government is there.
That's an excellent point.
Yep.
Because if the people in Iraq didn't want Saddam, if they wanted to get rid of Saddam, they could have risen up against him a long time ago.
A long time ago. And it just I just really don't understand how people can see this and see it as anything other than a big farce. I mean, it's not, it's just, and to me, it really makes me feel less safe here in America with this going on.
Well, if that's what they're saying on the news, then it's just typical of the news to just parrot whatever it is the government press releases say. They don't question anything on television news today. If the news is saying, well, this is the Iraqi government putting Saddam to death, it's just because they're parrots for the U.S. government.
I know. I know.
You know, somebody made the point that Iraq was one of the most well-armed countries on the face of the earth as far as individual ownership of guns.
Okay.
I mean, AK-47s are all over the place in Iraq. People in their family lives have guns. They possess guns. They carry guns. They have them in their homes. There were plenty of guns and bullets around while Saddam Hussein was sitting in office. And
yeah,
anybody who wanted to do an uprising against him certainly could have. So it must not have been too bad for him. Otherwise, they would have rose up against him.
I know. And here in Detroit, I have, you know, Detroit has a very large Arab population. And I have a business, and we do business, my partner and I, with a lot of Arabs.
Mm-hmm.
They bring in pictures from Yemen, and they're from all over. They're little kids with AK-47s.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has guns over there. Everyone has guns. It's not like, and they're not hitting or anything.
So you have to ask yourself, why didn't they rise up against Saddam? Was he as bad as they say he was?
I know he wasn't. He couldn't have been.
You know, and I don't think, even if he was terrible, even if he was awful, I still don't think you can bring freedom to people. I don't think you can liberate a people.
Certainly not.
I think the only thing you can do is root for them. That's it.
That's it. And if we stayed out of their business, they would leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
I've told people that time and time again, and they want to argue with me because they hate our way of life and all sort of stuff.
God.
That's right.
If we left them alone, they would leave us alone. It's
yep.
that simple.
They don't hate. That is such a cliche at this point that they hate the American way of life. They hate us Westerners for being from the West, which is absurd because if you go over there and you look at the things that they enjoy in life, I mean, there are people over there drinking Pepsi. There's people over there on laptop computers and enjoying all kinds of Western accoutrements that we enjoy here and many American products. And as it turns out, when you interview people from other countries, they don't hate America. They hate the American government. They don't hate American people or products or culture. They love Hollywood movies and things like that. They hate the government and the wars and death that it brings around the world. Damon, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. Coming up, Jitney calves. What are they? Well, we'll tell you about them. They exist in New York City and other places around the country where competition has been outlawed. We'll explain. Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1097 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1097. 1-800-339-1097.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the Packet 8 toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Of course, all of the features on our website are totally free, including the bulletin board system, over 160,000 posts, over 1,300 people interacting, so much to read, so much to interact with, so many topics, serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all discussed at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our site, it is totally free, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the First 1,000 Pledge. I figure at this point we should just plug the First 1,000 Pledge.
We'll plug it all show.
instead of our New Hampshire Liberty Forum, we'll get back to that on Monday.
Yeah.
But it is the final hours, the final 2 days, less than 2 days, actually, of the First 1,000 Pledge. If you're serious about freedom, you need to head over to freestateproject.org and learn all about the First 1,000 Pledge and get on board. If you've been holding out, if you've been waiting for the remaining moments, if you wanted to be one of the last 100 signers, now's your time. Because we're within the last 75 at this point, right? Or 78 or so?
It's somewhere in that number.
FreeStateProject.org/First1000 for more information. That's FreeStateProject.org. Two, the Libertarian Party of New York City. New York City would harass Santa if he carried passengers for hire in his sleigh, says Libertarian Party of New York Chairman Richard Cooper, Queens commuter, and the 2006 Libertarian gubernatorial candidate John Clifton has challenged the city authorities. Oh, municipal pharaoh, just let thy commuters go, says Clifton. To reduce congestion, especially bad as Christmas approaches, the Libertarians urge that the city rely on free markets and transportation by abolition of the taxi cab medallion system.
I would concur.
And legalization of the so-called gypsy cabs and dollar vans. These commuter vans, known as jitneys, play regular routes, competing with each other, and the city-owned buses.
John, now my classic understanding of what a jitney cab is more like a bus than a cab.
Okay.
Like they take several people and they do sort of stops along the way, that kind of thing, or Are you thinking that this
I don't know. If they were a bus, it would probably be way too easily targeted by the authorities.
I see.
I think you could get away with a minivan.
So you think
or something.
This might be more like a limousine service without the taxi cab medallion?
There's no, I don't think that it's likely that there's a limo out there. I think that
I
it's just people's cars.
No, no, I don't mean a limousine in the stretch sense. I mean, there's limousine services that just, you know, drive a you know, town cars and things like
yeah.
that. I would think that there would be two things that would define a jitney cab in this case, and it would probably be a one or the other sort of situation.
Okay.
Either it would be a bus that or a bus or minivan or something that carries several people and drops them all off, you know, along the way, or it's a limousine like a limousine service, which is just a cab
mm-hmm.
or a car that somebody you know hires to come
yeah.
get them.
I think you're right.
A limousine means it has a driver. In some cases.
All it is, Mark, is. Black market versions of the legitimate businesses, of the ones that have the government license. So, yes, you'll find all of the above. You'll find people who are just picking up one client and people who are picking up five clients on the way to work or whatever it is that works for them. And the reason why is because the rates are so apparently so high on the cabs, the licensed cabs. Of course, one of the reasons the rates are so high is because the medallion prices are absurd. And they don't quote the cost here in this article, but as I recall from Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World, I believe she quotes the price at $100,000 for a medallion. That's extreme.
It is extreme.
And if you're just an individual who wants to go into business for your for oneself to go and pick up people who want to voluntarily hire you to pick them up, why should you have to bow down to the city authorities and pay them that tribute? That's outrageous, $100,000. Even if it was $1,000, still, that's out of the range of a lot of people who might have a car that might work, but they couldn't possibly afford that extra cash on top to start their business, so they start a jitney cab service. Well, John Clifton, who is, the gubernatorial candidate there in New York, is a social worker in Queens who champions free markets and transportation and puts his money where his mouth is. He rides the dollar vans and uses gypsy cabs. Like many other minority inner-city residents, ill-served by the regulated and tax-supported welfare state
transit. Did you say gypsy cab now?
They're jitneys, gypsy. They're called jitneys, gypsies, and dollar vans.
Okay.
So like many other minority inner-city residents, ill-served by the regulated and tax-supported welfare state transit system, Clifton declares, quote, "The city calls it stealing when it loses passengers to the vans. Does Burger King steal revenue when it competes with McDonald's? Busy outer borough commuters want better service than that provided by the Municipal Transportation Association, MTA. I believe that's what that stands for. Cooper adds, quote, "Urban, rural, or suburban, the best solutions and hope for Americans can be found with libertarians. We stand for individual liberty, free markets, and personal responsibility in order to promote a society that enjoys more justice, abundance, and peace." And, you know, best of luck to the New York libertarians. They are fighting a losing battle.
Yeah, that's a big, giant government bureaucracy there,
yeah.
And I wouldn't want to be fighting them. I can understand that, you know, if you've got a job in New York City and it pays you $100,000+ a year and you don't want to leave, and you like the urban life, I can see that. But to try to bring libertarianism, liberty to New York City,
losing battle.
It really is.
Let's go to Serge in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Serge.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, man.
What's on your mind?
Well, I'd like to talk about the gypsy cab issue, but let me clarify this for a minute. It's kind of funny to me listening to out-of-towners talking about issues like this. But a jitney is a term that's not really used in New York.
Okay.
What we use is, again, we use dollar vans, which is like more Ford Econoline vans that are around the airports, JFK and LaGuardia mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And gypsy cabs is usually a Lincoln Town Car or a Ford Crown Victoria or a Chevy Caprice that's usually black.
Mm-hmm.
That you can hail down on the street instead of a regular cab, and they're
look. I'm not hailing down anybody in a blacked out Chevy Capri. Okay, I don't want to get gunned down in a blaze of glory.
So wait, you just try hailing a black cab, and you just sort of hope that you happen to find a gypsy cab.
Yes, essentially, because you can tell they have the usual mirror on the back. It basically looks like a yellow taxi cab would look, but it's not yellow. It could be any color, not just black. It could be white or beige or whatever.
What is this mirror you're referring to?
There's always on every taxi cab there is a light in the back. It's a panic light that if the driver has trouble or is being robbed, they push a button and that light blinks on the back.
Gotcha.
So you can tell every livery vehicle has it, even gypsies.
Gotcha.
So what's the enforcement scheme like on this? Because you know the government doesn't like these guys being around. How are they? Are they targeting black Crown Vicks? I mean, are they going after these guys, or what is it? Are they? Is there an active campaign against them? I guess is what I mean.
There is an active public service campaign against them. But when it comes, they put it all out on the news. They put it out on the city website. They put it out on the on billboards in the subway. But it's really there's no real enforcement to it. Mm. But it's known. New Yorkers know it.
I see. So the city's running a propaganda campaign saying, don't use the gypsy cabs.
Essentially, and they say it's dangerous, it's dirty, it's not. These people who are driving them are hardworking people who are trying to make a dollar.
Right.
Because they can't afford the outrageous regulations.
Was I right? Do you know about the medallion cost, $100,000?
Yes, you are absolutely right.
That's
and it's
per
almost
car,
impossible
right?
For an individual to become an individual cab driver, you have to be part of a taxi company.
Sure, because the taxi companies pretty much own the right to get these medallions when they're first, you know, brought forth. If they decide we need a few more cabs on the street,
does sure, the medallion sure. apply on a per car basis? Is it $100,000 per car?
I'm really not sure of that, but I think it's probably there's not many cab companies in Manhattan, so
right.
I think it's a certain cab companies that are. Friends with the politicians get the medallions.
Sure it is.
You know, and
protection.
This $100,000 a year that goes for these medallions.
Is it a year?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I just assumed it was.
I figure for $100,000 you get a lifetime medallion. I think there's a certain number of medallions out there.
I've never seen the government do a lifetime anything.
I don't know.
They like their annual payments.
If you know, hang on, 800-259-9231. Maybe we should dig around. Maybe we can find out about it here during the break. Wikipedia or something like that. 800-259-9231. If you know more about the New York Jitney Gypsy Cab Dollar Van situation, love to hear from you. This is your show. You take control. Even in these remaining moments, it is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest, and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain of this Friday edition of the show. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now at 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. Do enjoy them. They're on us. And if you like the show and you like the website and you want to help support us, then become a Free Talk Live amplifier like over 300 of our listeners have done. And it's all of $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. It's a totally voluntary option, and it helps us out because what we're doing is we're advertising, marketing, and promoting, hence the name AMP. Free Talk Live. We're getting the show on more radio stations, getting more internet listeners on board, and it's working. It's effective. $3 a month, we take it in, we turn it around into getting this show in front of more ears. And that means more new people hearing the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's valuable to you and you want to get some perks like access to the amplifier-only call-in lines and more, head over to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Do we still have Serge in New York? Serge, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Serge? I guess he's gone. All right, so I did a little digging during the break, and we were wrong, Mark. I told you that Mary Ruart wrote Healing Our World, and she addresses the New York taxicab medallion issue in that book.
Right.
And she mentioned $100,000 as the cost of the medallion. Now that I'm thinking about it, she originally wrote that book in the early 1990s. So, as you might imagine, the price is no longer $100,000. In fact, I'm looking at the monthly medallion sales roster from the TLC, the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, for the year of 2006. In fact, the average price of the taxicab medallion goes up over the year. It just keeps going up and up and up. So, $346,000 was what it was in January of 2006. In December, $411,000. This is the price per medallion. And those are for individual sales. For corporation and corporate sales, it's higher, $400,000 in January, $525,000 in December. Half a million dollars to run one cab around New York City.
Now, that doesn't sound like an annual fee. It doesn't seem like...
No,
I can't imagine
it would be. There's no way you could make that money. There's no way you could.
You could make the money, but you wouldn't make a heck of a lot more off of it. But the thing is, I'd like to bring up about this half mil is, why do you think a taxi cab company goes into business with this half mil overhead?
Because they're protected.
Well, they're protected, but when you look at it directly from their point of view... Well, we have to spend this half mil because we're going to make a bunch more, and we'll just pass the costs on to our customers.
Right.
I mean, they know that there's money to be made. What's happening here is essentially New York is attempting, to limit the amount of taxi cabs that are on the street, and by passing out these medallions.
Right.
And what they do in the process is drive up the cost of the cabs. I realize that perhaps there would be more cars in the streets. I can't imagine how you would put more cars in the streets during rush hour in New York. I don't know how you do it. It looks, it's just...
The cars are there, the Jimmy cabs.
They are, but they're not as prevalent as they
dollar
would
vans.
Be. So, you know, perhaps. I can't tell you by what exponent that they would be increased by, but they would be increased if there was no government
That's
regulation.
That's like saying there would be more drug dealers if we legalized drugs. In fact, there probably would be less.
There would be more drug dealers because every corner store that felt like selling drugs would then be a drug dealer.
Maybe. I don't know, Mark. There are a lot of drug dealers out there right now.
I understand, but I doubt I doubt there would be less.
I doubt there would be a significant amount more.
Okay. But at that point, you would have the drug dealers that deal drugs dealing more different types of drugs. I'm not proposing that... what's going to happen is the market, in this case, the streets of New York, are going to figure out how many cabs can handle it. Because if I'm taking a cab to work and I can't get to work on time,
you'll take the subway.
I'm going to take something else. And then, you know, that guy's going to be like, well, this business isn't really working out for
right.
me. And he's going to go on and do something else. It seems odd to me that that somehow you can live in New York City and the subway system doesn't serve you. But, what do I know? I'm not there.
I haven't been able to determine if it's a lifetime medallion or not. I believe it is because you can transfer them. And if it's not lifetime, it's got to be a significant number of years. And if you've got any idea as to what the real truth is, 800-259-9231. But essentially, once you get out of the business, if you want to get out of your cab business, then you can sell off, you can auction off your existing medallion somehow and transfer it over to somebody else. I'm sure the city gets a cut of anything like that. But nonetheless, just tremendous prices, $400,000 for a taxi cab medallion in the city of New York. Just insanity. I mean, their website is huge. The New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission. There's closing costs. I mean, there's a $2,000 deposit just to bid. They come up with auctions. What the city will do is when it feels like raking in a whole bunch more money, it'll just create some more new medallions and auction them off.
Well,
so there isn't a set price for these medallions. It goes for whatever the so-called market will bear.
Well, that is the market. It's just it's sort of artificial. It's playing with the market. That's the market being affected by their medallions.
It's only a market of people who can play the big pool.
Yeah,
because that's serious cash. And then they have
God knows if you had a car and were willing to, pick some people up and take them to work or wherever it is that they wanted to go.
You're a criminal.
Yeah.
Unless you want to get financing. They have financing.
Financing.
Can you imagine getting into debt on that?
Mill.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's a little bad.
Well, they know that they want to finance you on that because they know you have an asset that's not going down in value.
We're going to wrap things out here tonight, I think, with some bad news. Some news that inevitably was going to happen. If you gave it enough time, and it finally has. Quote, I was made to feel like a criminal. Made to feel low, dirty, just totally degraded, recalled Tim Naveau, WQAD.com, reporting in the Quad Cities area. He's talking about the hours that he spent in Rock Island County Jail. Why? Well, because he has allergies. Quote, they searched me. Made me take my shirt off, my shoes off, he recounted. Tim takes one 24-hour Claritin D tablet just about every day.
Hmm.
And that puts him under the legal limit, just under the legal limit, of the 7,500 milligrams of pseudoephedrine per month that one can purchase in the Quad Cities area. The limit is part of a new law that Quad Cities authorities are beginning to strictly enforce. So
they passed it a while ago.
Yeah.
And they let you get used to it. It just sort of sits there.
You didn't think it was a big deal, but here we go. The law limits the amount of pseudoephedrine you can buy. Pseudoephedrine is an ingredient in medicines like Sudafed and Claritin D, and it's also a key ingredient in methamphetamines. Tim explained, it's the only allergy medicine that works for me, for my allergies. Because they tried coming out with those alternate versions where they don't have pseudoephedrine in it, apparently that doesn't work for everybody. The only problem is, Tim has a teenage son who, as you might imagine, being of Tim's gene pool, also suffers from allergies.
Ooh.
But guess what? Minors can't buy their own pseudoephedrine.
So Tim has to purchase for both of them.
Right, but Tim, on his own habits, on his own needs for the product...
Right, it's not even a habit. I mean,
he's needs.
I don't believe that pseudoephedrine is habit-forming.
On his own needs is just under the legal limit. So, quote, I bought some for my boy because he was going away to church camp, and he needed it. That decision put Tim over the legal limit. 2 months later, there was a warrant for his arrest. I was flabbergasted, he said, just totally amazed that I could be in trouble. Renee Sandoval, director of the Quad Cities Metropolitan Enforcement Agency, the agency that enforces the law, says it's meant to catch meth makers, and does. We've seen a huge decline in methamphetamine labs, says Sandoval. But even if you're not making meth, if you go over that limit of one maximum strength pill per day, you will be arrested. Does it take drastic measures, says the cop? Absolutely. Have we seen a positive result? Absolutely.
You know, so what if this guy has to suffer with allergies?
That's
or
right.
Or
we're shutting down meth labs.
We're shutting down meth labs, darn it.
Send your kid to camp without the damn pills, buddy. But for Tim, the law's going too far. He says, quote, I believe I'm a good citizen. I don't believe I'm doing anything wrong, and I believe they're going after the wrong people. Sandoval, however, says the law applies to everybody, so everybody needs to keep track of how much pseudoephedrine is in the medicine they're buying. And how much you're buying. Keep track of all that. Get a data sheet, a spreadsheet out.
Yeah.
You need to keep track of all the pseudoephedrine you're buying. Make sure you're not going over the limits, or we're going to be knocking on your front door. In fact, we might just bust it in. Because we love doing that crap.
I've heard people smoke pot out of apples. Do we have to count how many apples we buy, too?
Tim Naveau went to several different pharmacies to buy the Claritin D. He was charged with a Class B misdemeanor.
Good Lord.
1-800-259-9231. It is nuts. And he is going to be just the first in a long line of people who innocently cross the law. Break the law. They don't realize the penalties. They don't...
He just wants to get his allergies treated.
Ignorance of the law is an excuse. And even in this case, the law sucks. And I don't blame him for buying his son the Sudafed or the Claritin D that he needed. And you should be absolutely outraged that this is going on in the so-called land of the free. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. They're just legalized drugs.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey,